Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Right. Well, last night we did start to see the contours of an emerging deal that some of my colleagues reported on, Nancy Cordes and Weijia Jiang. It would involve a two-year lift to the debt ceiling. So this would push us past the upcoming presidential race and allow the government to continue borrowing money for that period of time. It would also do things like allow for spending on veterans affairs issues and defense to go up next year while cutting back on non-defense discretionary spending. It would also transfer about $10 billion from the funding already approved for the IRS and in an accounting maneuver, move that elsewhere. So these are some of the items that are in an emerging deal. But again, it's not nailed down. There are still things being negotiated, including some of the stickier points on work requirements that would be attached to receiving government aid, as well as that question of whether permitting reform, that is making it faster to be able to drill in the United States, oil companies and energy companies. That's also on the table.
It just gives us an idea of how, complicated these negotiations are. A lot of different things that you're talking about here. It's not just, this amount of money, let's get X number of dollars and make sure we have it. It's a lot of negotiation.
Well, and that's a great point because, remember, the White House position had been they wouldn't negotiate over the debt ceiling. Well, they're negotiating over the budget. They're negotiating future spending, which would be a vote on the budget in exchange for Republicans agreeing to raise the spending limit to pay past obligations. So we've already gone past the $31 trillion cap on government spending. And Republicans are agreeing to have these negotiations in exchange for voting to lift that cap so that the United States doesn't default on its obligations. And the Treasury says that date would be June 1st. So we're staring down that deadline. And in order to that's the decision-forcing mechanism, frankly. That is why this negotiation over a future budget is being had.
Big topic of conversation right now, regulating artificial intelligence. And I know you're going to be talking about that this weekend.
Exactly. This is a fascinating topic. And I feel like we've seen all these headlines. And as the public starts to learn about it, we need to talk about it more because we want to just start from the basics. What is artificial intelligence? What are the limits? What are the benefits? How many jobs is it going to cost? Because Goldman Sachs is projecting 300 million jobs in America and Europe are going to be replaced by these machines. When? What does that look like? What are the risks? What are the benefits? So we have the president of Microsoft that is developing, that's one of the companies helping to develop these artificial intelligence systems like ChatGPT, which you've heard so much about. We have that conversation with him. Microsoft has called for the creation of an entirely new government agency to regulate artificial intelligence. That's what we're talking about, the scale of what we are talking about. And so that conversation and some analysis from Chris Krebs, the former head of cybersecurity in the Trump administration.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.